Now it's time to thank our partner for this episode, Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Just like I always say, summer's not just a few months of sun. It's an open invitation for adventure. And what better way to hit the road than in a ride from Enterprise? Picture this, you commanding the wheel as you wind down hidden back roads, uncovering spots even the locals might miss. That's the kind of freedom Enterprise can deliver. With a massive network of over 9,500 locations across 90-plus countries, an Enterprise branch is always within reach, ready to gear you up with the perfect car. Whether you're exploring the city lights in a convertible or conquering mountain roads in a tough SUV, Enterprise has the rental for every adventure. So why settle for the same old sights this summer? Dive into new experiences and forge tales worth telling with Enterprise. The season of adventure is here. Summer's out there. Rent a car with Enterprise and unlock it. Book now at enterprise.co.uk.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast!
Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. My God, this comes around quickly, doesn't it,
guys? It really
does.
It swings around fast these days.
That's Gav there saying it swings around fast these days. Sunter was the person going, Harry was the guy going,
yeah.
But you didn't do that at the time. That's not, you didn't react.
No.
No, I didn't.
No,
okay,
no.
Fair enough.
What do you want from me
Harry's
now?
Harry's here and Vinny's here. On this week's show, highlights of the big global awards night, where sadly I wasn't drinking, and even more sadly became Toby Tarrant's designated driver, who was drinking heavily. I've also got the worst possible case example of a Freudian slip that I've ever uttered, and probably you can imagine. I mean, it's awful. It's awful.
I'm getting embarrassed all over again.
No, it's terrible.
Remembering it. Oh man.
Don't! Oh. And the team lived through double text gate. We take a deep dive into the scandal that's rocked the 4 till 7 thing and indeed the world of radio to its very core. Enjoy.
Radio X.
Scar tissue, Red Hot Chili Peppers right here on Radio X. Goes out to Toby Tarrant, actually, because I know him and the boys. He went on a... as he said this already on his show today.
I have no idea.
He went on a cricket tour.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a tour is one game.
Yeah.
Down to Wales on Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I only know this because I ended up as his driver last night.
Why?
I'll get into it in a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that goes out to him because I know they were singing that at 5 a.m. in his hotel room for him and his cricket team. And they thought the cricket the next day would be rained off.
Which it has been again and again recently,
but it wasn't. Yeah. It was bright sunshine when they woke up. You can't. Anyway, Toby, that's to you and all the boys. I'll get into. I went to awards last night. Global were awarded by the Variety Club of Great Britain. She's been going for 75 years. So congratulations to us. It wasn't really for us. It's more for Heart, which is 30 years old, and Capital, which is 50 years old. But we were including the celebration, the whole package. There was loads of our stuff there. And it was obvious in the room who the players were.
Oh, really?
Sure.
The Radio X table. It was just, the place was buzzing. Give us... Woo! It was awesome.
So we just got celebrated for just being great?
Yes.
Brilliant.
But you know what's really weird? Was it? I've got something wrong with a tooth. And before they can drill it out, which I tell you what's wrong with it, I've neglected to go back for step two of treatment.
Right.
Yeah? Because I don't really want the root canal thing done again.
Yeah.
Taken out because they messed up and they've left a bit of metal in my jaw that I've got to get
out.
Yeah, they've left a bit of drill.
You don't need
that's
that.
Snapped off in there.
What?
Yes.
Come on, that is intense.
There must be some hefty compensation involved.
I don't know
here.
If there's a compensatory package. They're denying it's that. Anyway, listen, here's the dealio. It's my fault probably for screaming in the dentist chair, which I love doing whenever he's washing his... No, I do. He goes, Johnny, could you not scream? Because I just find it really funny.
When he's nowhere near you?
Yes. No, I do it as soon as the door opens.
Right.
I go, Jesus Christ, Alex! He goes, Johnny, please don't, because some people are really frightened.
Yeah.
And I just know they can hear it the way he's going, ah!
That is not helpful.
No, he doesn't
it?
Like it. So I think, you know, it might be him getting his revenge. I don't know, but he's been my dentist for like 30 years. Anyway, So I've been on antibiotics, means no drinking.
Mm. Right.
And I've never been to an awards
without a drinking poo.
No.
Yeah, because they shovel it into your hands, don't they?
The opposite. Okay, not drinking is one thing, but not drinking and driving Toby.
Yeah, there's a whole new world for you there.
Because
that
really reminds you. You know, once you're sort of his control. Mm.
Did you feel like his stepdad or something?
Because we started off in quite a good mood, and then it just suddenly he really did move away.
Well, he took the other road.
Yeah, he really did take the high road. And I was just
the whiskey road.
But you never feel more sober than when you're sitting next to him for a whole awards. And there's amazing people there. It was like Andrew Lloyd Webber gave an award to Joan Collins.
Yeah, yeah.
Like James Corden picked up an award, and there was just award after Bradley Walsh picked up an award, which was just award after award. It was
big do.
Yes.
Kate
Caraway picked up
straight
which
as an
was
arrow.
Really touching. Yeah. And Ben Shepherd got up and told a story about one of the times they were doing an entertainment piece from Cannes, and her stiletto got stuck in the decking of the pontoon they were on.
Oh no!
And rather than fall over, she pulled round and used him as a mattress and brought it like literally rubbed down to fall on him, and didn't spill a drink. But they were like, but anyway, it was just a crack. It was a cracking night. It really was. But all the time, I've been to loads of awards, hosted loads of awards. I gave an award out last night to Alfie Bowe, who actually occurred to me while I was giving the award. It's Alfie Bowe OBE, which his surname is an anagram of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are the chances, eh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Quite strange. He did a good turn at the end. Anyway, so all the time I'm really sober.
Very strange.
And you're like probably the only person in the room, I'm assuming. Yeah.
And you've been to literally dozens of awards.
Yeah, and host, I really have.
You really know how to drink at an awards.
Yeah, I really know how to drink at an awards. I know the tactics. I know which point to leave at. Silent auction. No, I'm just kidding. I know when they go through silent auction items, that is a good time to use the loo or have a cheeky cigarette.
Yeah.
And if you're a smoker,
yeah.
Or maybe go to the bar and get some of the hard stuff. But when you're with Toby Tarrant, you never. I don't think there's a way of feeling more sober than that.
Right.
Because you're with this, he's big.
He's quite jovial when he's had
really
a couple of
jovial.
Beers.
And really jovial. Yeah. And like really, you know, he really is.
He's a good drinker.
He reminds you what it's like to be hammered at an award. No, to be merry at an award.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like the living embodiment of what you...
He was doing it vicariously for you. Yeah.
Right.
You should keep him. You should take him out with you every time you go out.
No, but it was at the end, right? This is what really annoyed me. It was the end. He obviously had to. He felt he had to go. It was the fact that he really was like, "Hey,
oh, what?" He was clicking
yes,
at the driver.
Time for you to
Did
drive
he call
me.
You driver?
Time for you to drive me home. I was like, "Easy here."
He cabbed you.
Yes, right.
He did. He drivered you.
Yes.
Off.
And you went, yes, sir, right away, sir.
Then he started really outflanking me on his...
Did you say, can I use your toilet, please, sir?
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 Fang. Radio X.
I can tell you this now, because I know Vanessa won't be listening. That's my partner. So I went to... On Sunday morning, obviously, no drinking.
Mm.
So I'm really up bright and early. I'm telling you, I'm not some complete lushing, but you know, Sundays I like to have a drink on a Saturday night because it's old school, because I think Fridays is for amateurs. It genuinely is.
Uh-huh.
Office parties and mugs. No, it is. The old school, Friday night's much better. Take it easy. Scrub up a nice shirt collar, make sure it's nice and clean for Saturday.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
All day Saturday, didn't you?
No, but Saturday's much more when the pros go out. Mm. Friday night is not a pro night.
Right.
You're still tired from work.
Friday's when you just find yourself out.
Yes.
You don't
because
go
there,
out.
Although it's kind of dying because everyone works from home on Fridays these days.
Yeah.
Certainly it is around this building. It's like empty Fridays.
Yeah.
Anyway, so normally on a Sunday, you know, I'm feeling a little bit shabby.
Sure.
Sure.
But this Sunday I was really perky.
Right.
So Milton had a play date with... Vanessa was taking him along with some of her mates. Well, three of her mates were all meeting with their little ones, and they were going to a soft play place.
Yeah.
So I gave him a lift. Now, normally I'd be in no state to... Well, I wouldn't want to do that.
No, sure. Wouldn't want to deal with that.
So,
So you've dropped them off?
Dropped them off, 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Right, 9:30.
9:30 on a Sunday morning.
Right.
Might as well be 4:30.
Yeah, then I've gone to a place called Juice Baby in Chelsea, where they do the most overpriced juices on the planet, but they're like a meal, and they're just so nice.
Right. Yeah.
And then I remember my mate has temporarily got an antique shop on the King's Road.
Right.
It's just so nice. He's got lots of really good Sex Pistols original artwork in there. That's Ed Butcher, Craft and Curios and Antiques and bits and bobs. It's not, I don't know why I use the word craft. It's because it's Craft and Curios. It's not. It's decorative arts and curios, and it's brilliant. It's quite the best shop on the King's Road at the moment. It's amazing. It'll only be there till May the 8th. If you really want to see something awesome, go in there. So I saw him. Haven't seen him for a bit. He's one of my oldest schoolmates. Had a really nice coffee with him. In time to go back, pick them up. Well, now we're down to early lunch for the kids.
Lovely.
Sure. So I picked up a couple of chickens from this rotisserie.
Yeah. Already cooked.
Already cooked.
Delicious.
No, because this rotisserie is really nice.
It doesn't get better than a rotisserie.
Because the kids are now really hungry because there's been ages in there. So I've taken those plastic boxes. Unfortunately, they've run out of roast potatoes. Normally, the roast potatoes at this place are really nice as well. Hmm. They're not as nice as mine either, but it's nice not to. I didn't want to mess the kitchen up. So I've driven Vanessa, her best mate, and their kid home, and with Milton. There's five of us in the car. We've all got home, got the chickens, got everything. I've roasted up. I've done a rapid roast of some potatoes, a bit burnt, done a cauliflower cheese already. So ready to serve.
Yeah.
And I put this gently. But my mate, Vanessa's best mate, is larger than Vanessa.
Right.
Well, maybe
she's taller.
Sure.
Vanessa's tiny, but she's tall.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and she's, you know, she's got a figure.
Sure. She's full figured.
Yeah, she's full figured. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in a really good way. I don't want to sound like lascivious, but you know, uh-huh. she's got uh-huh. you know, she's in a really good way.
Sure,
you know, and she's what my father would call it. She looks intelligent,
okay.
as my father would say. Anyway, she seemed like an intelligent girl. Anyway, so God, we've got praying on. Listen to this. So she's leaning over the table, and I'm. He's awful, and I'm going bright red talking about this.
Can't wait to hear what
it's
you
the
said.
Best ever since I got.
So. I'm serving the chicken, which I've got these two chickens on the chicken board with the draining bit on it, and I'm asking which bit they want. God, and there's no gravy.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of gravy that comes in the boxes, but I haven't made a gravy. So I they're sort of messing around. So I was trying to offer her gravy and some chicken breast.
Yeah.
Right.
Instead, I went, "Do you want breast milk?"
What?
Right.
What did she say?
No, wait, goes, how did you explain goes, why you goes, said that?
Gross. And I go, no, it's because I haven't got any grey. I think, oh, Christ, why did I say that?
What did you say? Why did you say... What
and
you
so say? I said, no, it's because... You it's said, I said, it's because, oh, crap, I'm going
you
really
You said
red.
That's what you call no,
I,
gravy.
No, I didn't say that's what I call gravy. I don't call gravy. No.
That'd be a hilarious way to try and style
no,
it out.
I said,
no, in this house.
I said, I haven't got gravy. I said, I haven't got any gravy. But this is literally, that's what this is. It's just literally the juice from the chicken,
breast. Oh, I see, right.
The chicken breast. Yeah, so I said, literally, it's like...
Breast milk.
That's what I call it. Vanessa goes, "You've never called it that before." And I was like, "Help me out
Help
here,
me.
Darling. Throw me a sonic lifeline." It was awful.
I bet it was terrible.
No,
I'm getting hot now. I've got
I'm
a hot
really,
face.
I'm hot now. Have I gone red?
You have,
darling,
yeah.
It's terrible.
London, boost your spring clean with Samsung's AI-powered appliances. Our most powerful cordless vacuum bespoke jet AI makes cleaning a breeze on any surface. And wash laundry effectively at cooler temperatures with our eco-bubble technology, giving you more time this Friday to enjoy the bank holiday. Give your spring a boost with up to £350 cashback and a 5-year warranty. Samsung, do less, live more. Participating retailers, 18 plus only, offer ends 18th of June. Claim from Samsung between 30 to 90 days of purchase. Redeem warranty within 90 days of purchase. T's and C's apply.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, April the 30th. Keyword, Tuesday. Tuesday. Why? What does it all mean?
What does it all mean?
The word for glove. That sounded a bit short, actually. Isn't there normally a bit after that?
What does it all mean?
There we go.
Thanks. The word for gloves in German is Handschuhe. And the word for oven gloves in Dutch is overhandschoenen. It's that very confusing or very simple? Let's play What Does It All Mean?
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 Yes, Ari. I'm really losing this one. It's time for some linguistic fun. I've got some literal translations of words here from foreign. I just need to tell you. I just need you to tell me what they are in English, all right? You can play this at home, play it in the car, because I'll be giving the answers later. So it really is a play-along game, this one.
Sunter and I have got our pens and papers ready, Johnny.
We're ready.
Okay, Gav, could I just ask you, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Are you doing it already?
What?
That stupid serious face. I mean, it's pathetic.
I love playing this game.
I know you do. I know you do. But honestly, Gav, you've got to take it more lightly, because Sunter won last week and you were in an awful mood then for the next 35
good.
Minutes. And we've still got, you know, you know, it's only Tuesday.
Sure, sure.
We haven't played a top 10 yet.
Uh-huh.
We haven't done the quiz, Pet Town. The Pet Town quiz, not quiz, comma, Pet Town. It's not the army.
No.
Quiz, Pet Town, for the use of. Pop, they're off. Do you know the reason the army
Why
talk like
do
that?
They do that?
Because it's from the quartermaster's catalogue.
Oh, so it's quantities.
So it's trousers. So
yeah,
it's item,
right.
Type.
No, quantity.
Quantity, colour, description. So it goes... Trousers, DBM, combat, use of grey, black, pairs one. Anyway, Gav, Sunter, write your answers down. I'm going to give you three questions. Just for example, if you just play the Welsh Gliniadr, translates as. So, honestly, Harry,
you got that really close, yeah.
Gliniadr.
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 Mm-hmm. Gliniadr.
Yeah, all right. Translates as knee computer.
What does it all mean?
it's like flack.
No, it's just like being. You know, it's like walking along and someone just tapping your heel.
Yeah, it is.
But not enough to bring you over, you know?
Yeah.
Slightly annoying. Yeah, all right. Gav, Sunter, write your answers down. Three questions. Join in at home as well and tell me how you did. Here we go.
Go on.
But do tell us afterwards who you beat. And what if there's two of you, and what the result was, okay? And the scores might be 3-0 in some houses. Might be 1-1. You know. Mm. Here we go. The Vietnamese phrase.
Cà heo.
Cà heo.
Cà heo.
Cà heo.
Cà heo.
Yes. Literally translates as pig fish. What does it all mean?
Pigfish.
What does it all mean? Aha! Because I'm doing it at the same time, yeah? I'm now looking at his fingers, which I can just see under the screen there, see if I can get it at the same time. Here we go. The Irish phrase...
Shkrahog religa.
Shkrahog religa.
Shkrahog
religa. Literally translates... as graveyard screecher. But what does it all mean?
Sorry, what?
As what, sorry?
Hurry,
let him at least say what it is.
Harry, don't start nodding. But don't you start nodding at me like, it's okay, John. You're not giving me permission for dippity. For dippity. Okay, here we go. Graveyard screecher. What does it all mean? Yes, they heard it. And that's not going to help them either. What's going to help them is graveyard screecher. Okay. The Swedish word...
Bröstvårta.
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 Bröstvårta. And weirdly... Shut up. But what's weird is that bröstvårta, it translates as breast wart. So both words are of Norse origin, not Latin. They're not romantic. So how about that? Bröstvårta. So what does it all mean? What does it all mean? Vinny, I need to confer with you. There's a discrepancy between question threes. It's on this sheet, it's now Vartgard, but you put... Brostvata.
What I would suggest is reading the whole script.
Okay, fair enough.
Because then it will make sense, yeah?
Okay, nice. Oh, got you, okay.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Thank you very much, Finn. I just looked at the bottom and I suddenly thought, whoa. Because I thought the first one is pretty easy, actually. Because I knew that. I think we should have gone with the second one.
It's a bit of a gag, isn't it?
Depends what you're doing with it. Okay, here we go.
What does it all mean?
It's actually obscene. I'm sorry. It's time to play What Does It All Mean? I gave you some literal translations. I just need you to tell me what they mean in English. The Vietnamese phrase or words.
Cà heo.
Kael literally translates as pigfish. What's it mean? Gav, what have you got there?
I've got dogfish.
So it's...
seal.
It's a dolphin. Seal's a great guess. Wow. Seal's a really good guess, much better than Gavin's, which wasn't good.
Well, mine's much closer.
It's not, of course it's not.
A dogfish is a shark. It's much more like a dolphin than a seal.
Why would
seal?
A pigfish be called a dogfish?
Well...
that'd be a different thing. That'd actually be a, weirdly, a chonghua. Mm.
Of course.
The Irish phrase...
Shgnachog religia.
Translates as graveyard screecher. What does it mean, though? Gav, what have you got there?
Is it Bruce Dickinson? No, I've got crow. I've got a crow.
Ooh.
What have you got? Don't say zombie or something stupid.
No, I went for ghost.
Or something stupid.
What is it?
It's a barn owl.
I had owl and I crossed it out and put crow. That's so annoying.
I'd have given you half a point for that, Gav, as well.
Graveyard screecher.
Yeah, but then I thought, hold on, they hoot, they don't screech, and I crossed it out and put crow.
Barney owl once killed a guy.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to get that.
No, Barney owl did. That was his name.
Oh, okay, right.
The Swedish word
bröstvårta. Bröstvårta.
It's pathetic, Harry.
Bröstvårta.
Yes. Literally translates as breastwort. What does it mean?
Nipple.
Sons?
Nipple.
You're exactly right. By the way, the Swedish word vartgard literally translates as wart yard.
Wart yard.
Vart yard.
Yeah.
Which means the areola, the area around the...
Oh, the yard of the wart. Yeah, cool.
Come
cool.
out of my yard.
Yeah.
I'm a nipple. This is my yard.
Oh, man.
What a laugh, eh?
What does it all mean?
Yeah. Don't you dare. What does it all mean? The winner is draw this week. Tune in next week for another round of...
London, boost your spring clean with Samsung's AI-powered appliances. Our most powerful cordless vacuum, Bespoke Jet AI, makes cleaning a breeze on any surface. And wash laundry effectively at cooler temperatures with our Eco Bubble technology, giving you more time this Friday to enjoy the bank holiday. Give your spring a boost with up to £350 cashback and a 5-year warranty. Samsung, do less, live more. Participating retailers, 18 plus only, offer ends 18th of June. Claim from Samsung between 30 to 90 days of purchase. Redeem warranty within 90 days of purchase. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Hey, guys.
Mm. Yeah.
Sunza's back now. So Sunza, last night, for a bit of fun, because I like to break it up, yeah?
Yeah.
Highbrow, lowbrow, all agree I'm the best in harmony.
Sure.
I'm telling you folks, you got to see. Mm-hmm. Five guys don't mow. So I go and see the play that went wrong last night at the Duchess. Oh. Very nice theatre, Duchess Theatre.
And that's been running for a long time.
Yes.
I'm always seeing adverts for it.
Yes. Well,
it's called The Play That Went Wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an Amdram production of, effectively, it's like The Mousetrap.
Right. But they get it all wrong.
But it really
problems
is
Problems arise. Yeah,
it's really funny.
I bet. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
It's really good.
Is it a play about a play?
No, they're an amateur production. They're an amateur, yes, but he introduces it and then we're effectively seeing the play.
Right. So, right. Yeah, yeah.
Vaguely immersive.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're professional actors, but they're playing really bad amateur actors, which which is always hard, because that's, fun enough, the biggest leap you have to make is if you are actually a good actor, it's being amateur.
Yeah.
That's a weird leap, because they spend their whole life training
actually,
the opposite. Yeah,
it's a tough one. But anyway, and the set falls down and everything, and they try and put things off and things, you know, and it's really funny.
Yeah.
But last night...
Mm.
Vanessa, my partner, and I,
yeah,
we are sitting in the middle of four rows of school kids.
Oh,
at the back.
What, right in the middle?
Yeah, right in the middle, yeah.
And it's only school kids.
And I've got to say, on one half English, on the other half Dutch school kids.
Man.
I'm thinking, how can they afford to do this? And then I started thinking, or is it part of something to get the atmosphere right?
Yeah.
They get school kids in there, because that's sort of thing you get at an amateur production.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
sort of
thinking, yeah.
Do they give away tickets every night?
Right.
No, it was so annoying.
So did they just chat all the way through?
Oh, yeah.
Did they have phones going?
No, they didn't have phones going, because teacher stopped up. But they killed it.
Did
they?
They
slaughtered it.
Oh.
And there's one bit as well when... he's looking for something and he can't find it and the audience can see it. And he's going, and one person feeds him, who's obviously in the cast.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's under the couch.
Right.
And he goes, what?
Yeah.
You know, where is it genuinely? And he's, you know, but then of course the kids are, and now we're in panto.
They think it's panto.
Yeah. They've now let the genie out of the box.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
out of the lamp and, or whatever. Pandora's, something's escaped.
Sure. Right. Pandora's and, lantern.
And it was, it was order. Yeah, Pandora's
order
genie.
Escaped.
Yeah.
And, chaos
and it was just now they're all shouting and you see the cast, they can't calm it down now.
Oh, man.
Because they're all making.
Yeah.
And now you've got that kid who thinks he's 12 and he thinks he's really funny.
Mm. Oh, no.
And he's now sort of going, you know.
And they're egging him on.
And now the Dutch kids are joining in.
Oh, no. And it's chaos.
Oh, man.
Oh. Could you stay
and
till
I'm
the
sort
end?
Of sitting there now, and now it's just embarrassing. Really, yeah.
Did it go on for the whole rest of the play?
No, luckily half time wasn't so long away.
Right,
but
yeah, right,
no,
right,
because I've got this tooth infection, I'm taking, you know, I suddenly realised
antibiotics.
Theatre like football,
sure,
and turns out lots of things are better when lubricated with a bit of the old with a bit of Dr. Booze,
right?
And,
oh yes.
And I suddenly became really aware that Vanessa had had a couple of glasses.
And that you hadn't.
And she was going, it's fine. I mean, it's not bloody fine. And I suddenly
I'm here with my blooming tooth.
Yes.
You're having glasses of
wine. Yeah, right.
And the kids are ruining it.
Yes.
God, that would bring it into sharp relief. It really
it really did bring it into sharp relief.
You want to have a stern word with a teacher?
No, he's just, because I just felt for him. He's got these kids. He's shepherding them around London in the play. And then that.
Yeah.
And also, you know, that can't happen at the. I mean, the trouble started because at the very start, it's vaguely interactive and they have the lights up.
Yeah.
And they're sort of doing a sound check.
Right.
And
so it sort of feels slightly like that. Yeah.
Yes. And so they're interacting a bit and stuff, and the school kids are really shut. And I suddenly feel like it, honestly, like I'm like it is. Like an amateur pantomime.
You should.
Because they're so convincing. I mean, I got to tell you, I did not have a good night here.
You should have assumed the role of a very strict school teacher and told them off really loudly as part of the performance.
Got arrested. No, you can't do that anymore, Gav. You're not allowed to hit children.
I didn't say hit them.
No, but I'm not allowed. You're not allowed just to cuff a child randomly.
Oh, just a little
bit. You can't do that. No, you can't do that. Give them what was called the tweak.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Guys! We've got loads of texts coming in about who could pop round your house for a surprise visit. This is after Elon... Thank you, Harry. This is after Elon Musk made a surprise visit to China.
Yep.
As Sunta has already, our resident newsman, has... you've questioned the surprise of that.
They knew he was coming.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't just get a meeting straight away with the Premier. Not the President, but the Premier.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
They're reading your phone before you even land.
Yeah, right. Exactly right. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. They'll know he's connected to Twitter.
Absolutely,
yeah. They've probably checked his socials.
100%.
I bet he tweeted it.
He probably
Anyway, did. Guys, X'd it or whatever. Did you still tweet? What did you...
I just...
Who
Twitter.
Knows
It's
anymore.
Twitter, isn't it?
Boy, devalued that in seconds.
Yeah.
I guess he's... I wonder what he's looking at next to destroy. He's on electric cars.
I saw someone publishing an email of his from not long ago, and he's calling it Twitter when it's in private.
Oh.
Yeah. Classic.
Classic, yeah. You classic plutocratic hypocrite. Right, Gav. Adam in the Household Cavalry. Hello, Adam. This is what the surprise guest you get into his house...
Who? Go on.
Mm-hmm. Jack Black dressed as Kung Fu Panda. Oh. Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's a great shout.
That's
love
a really good shout. Yeah. I quite like Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And also, he's so energetic, Jack Black.
But also, it contains that lovely thing, doesn't it? The past is history. The future is mystery.
But go on.
The present is now. That's why it's a gift. Or something. Right, are we ready?
Exactly.
I messed it up. I can't remember. But it's something like that. The present is a gift.
Yes.
The present is yours as...
Stop worrying, basically.
Don't worry about it.
Look it up, someone, quick.
It's basically...
Harry, quickly, look it up before the end of the item.
It's basically, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. The present is... Okay, what... Mick in Prestwich says, that bloke from the pork advert can come round. It's plenty to go round.
Oh, no, he's the last person I'd want to
No, I'd love him come round on Sunday.
Terrifying.
Evening. Evening. Any pork.
Fred's got plenty. Arthur's got plenty. What you got, Sons?
Billy Joe Armstrong would be welcome at my door to borrow some eyeliner. That's Louisa in Rugby.
Lovely. Gav, what have you got?
David Hasselhoff could pop round any time with a packet of bourbons, but if that condescending car of his starts piping up about the state of my hallway, then that door stays closed, says Mike in Dunfermline.
Nice. David Hasselhoff could pop round any time with a packet of bourbons, but if that condescending car of his starts piping up about the state of my hallway, that door gets closed, says Mike in Dunfermline.
Weird echo.
That's weird.
Big echo.
Yeah.
I literally just read that one out.
Oh, sorry. Danny DeVito would be welcome. Oh, sorry.
Danny's good. Go, Danny.
Okay, nice. Danny DeVito would be welcome through my door as long as he's holding a rock hopper penguin for comparison.
Oh, nice.
From Mike in Desborough. Sorry, the reason that happened is I was looking at Harry.
While I was reading it out.
While you're reading out, because
it
out. Yeah. No, because Harry was signalling me that, is it, today is our gift.
That's tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why we call it the present.
Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. Is that the right question?
That's the badger.
Okay, sorry, Gavin. That's why I wasn't listening for
a moment. Makes total sense.
I'm really apologised for that.
I thought I was going mad.
Yes, I bet. I thought I was.
It was medication time.
I thought I was when you looked at me like, I thought, he's psychic. How did Gav know?
X. Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Good afternoon. I'd just like to say, apologise firstly for what happened in the last link. Obviously, Gavin had already read that text out. But at the time, when I read the text, I had been distracted slightly, although it is my fault, by Harry, who was flagging up a Kung Fu Panda quote. Sunta.
I just wanted to ask, how do you think this is going to affect the rest of the show?
I think people are used to the show being sort of deconstructed on air, and it's not perfect. It's not a perfect animal. It's a flawed beast of a show. Gavin,
Will you be looking to spend some more time with your family as a result of this?
No, I don't think that's necessary. It's not that drastic.
Okay.
What I will say though is Harry's obviously a bit more charismatic than the previous incumbent, he's more dynamic and more spontaneous, and he kept signalling to me throughout that. And also, he did talk to me using the in-studio talk.
The talkback.
At the time, so I missed the start of that. If Harry would stop doing that, you know, it'd be appreciated. But again, it's my fault. I said, yes, Harry should have the job.
Radio X.
Okay, back to Textgate, Gav.
Yes.
If you're listening earlier to the show, in the last hour, this happened. Gav, what do you got?
David Hasselhoff could pop round any time with a packet of bourbons, but if that condescending car of his starts piping up about the state of my hallway, then that door stays closed, says Mike in Dunfermline.
Nice. David Hasselhoff could pop round any time with a packet of bourbons, but if that condescending car of his starts piping up about the state of my hallway, that door gets closed, says Mike in Dunfermline.
Weird echo.
I literally just read that one out. David Hasselhoff could pop round any time with a packet of bourbons.
David Hasselhoff could pop round any time with a packet of bourbons.
David Hasselhoff could pop round any time with a packet of bourbons.
David Hasselhoff could pop round any time with a packet of bourbons.
Echo.
David Hasselhoff could pop round any time with a packet of bourbons.
David Hasselhoff could pop round any time with a packet of bourbons.
I literally just read that one out.
It's a scandal that's gripping the listener.
Questions are being asked.
So at the time, I was looking at Harry because I was looking for a Kung Fu Panda quote.
Yeah,
and I
as
just,
you do, yeah.
And the text come in so thick and fast, I just started reading the next text.
Sure, of course.
And you hadn't deleted it. And we've got a rule here, Gav.
I hadn't finished speaking it.
True, but we've got a rule here.
Once you do one, you get rid.
You delete it. You didn't get rid of it, no. And I started reading it. Uh-huh. But it's Sunta now will face the press. I think she has a role in this. Here we go. Wait, Sunta. Go on.
Just want to say that I wasn't really aware of the situation going on between Mr. Vaughan and Harry.
TJ.
And that is your testimony, is it?
Okay, can I just say...
No.
Question, I've got a question. F- Firstly, why didn't you or Gavin delete that text, which is the custom? And my second question is, you must have seen that I was communicating with Harry at the time, that Harry was communicating with me, and you know how thick and fast the texts come in and how much we fought with our procedures against the problem of repetition.
To answer your first question, deleting the text was Gavin's responsibility, not mine.
Mr. Woods, can I ask you a question? Gavin Woods! Why didn't you delete it as soon as you'd read it out?
I literally didn't have time.
So why didn't you read the situation between me and Harry to see I was distracted?
Because Harry is much closer to Sunta. She could have seen that you were having eye contact with him.
Sunta, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Why, as I started speaking, why didn't you go, no? Like we normally do.
Yeah, what did you know? And when did you know it?
You're right opposite me. Why wouldn't you have gone... We've got a whole standard operating procedure for this. We point and then do the throat thing.
In my defence, I thought it was funny.
She was busy giggling. I did see that.
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to... Beverly, not my favourite women's name. I always feel sorry for women called Beverly or Veronica.
Okay.
Veronicas can choose Ronnie, though, can't they, as a name? Oh,
yeah. Like I said. Yeah. What if you're called Veronica Craig? Quite coincidentally.
Veronica O'Sullivan.
Yeah, right. Did you stop doing that?
Stop it.
All the time you're really, you know, literally saying better things. Are you ready for this, Gav?
Go on.
If you live in Beverly and you'd like to be, which sounds really odd.
It sounds so weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're a Beverly resident.
Yeah.
You'd like to be our pet town correspondent, text the show 83936 or send us a WhatsApp through Global Player. We'd love to know what it's like in Beverly. It's now time for radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop it.
Sorry. It's the Fet Town quiz. Quizmaster Vin, who set these quizzes, he's not here today. He's got a bit of a temperature.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
Sure.
I mean, Harry's braving it alone. He's not doing a bad job, but the show does need a leader. 83936. As always, he says, all the answers this week are definitely false. I hope this helps. Gav, what's your buzzer?
I'm sticking with Jane Kane, the very first speaking clock.
The third stroke, it will be 1:59.
Fantastic, Gavin. Absolutely fantastic.
I like it. She's the girl with the golden voice.
She really is, Gavin. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic work.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you know what? That's really annoying. Because I did have on my thesaurus all the words for Sunta.
Oh, yeah.
It's now turned into an advert for Citroen. Just pressed the wrong button.
That's quite frustrating.
Well, no, it's not quite. I mean, because Citroens aren't particularly evil, but, you know.
Pop-up ads are not the radio host's friend,
really,
are they?
Anyway, listen. No, I can get it back. Don't worry. Oh, God. Hang on. Gav, Phil.
Okay,
wait. Wait,
I've
got
it. At the third stroke, it will be 1:59:10.
Okay.
Seconds. Third stroke.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with it anyway.
Go on.
Electric. Yeah. Available. Oh. Online. In store.
Hi, Sons.
Available. Hybrid. Petrol.
Yeah.
Discover. Travel. Peace. Mind. Motor.
Wow.
Deliver. Power. Equivalent. Driving. Modes. Unlock. Pleasure.
Hello.
Hi, Suds.
I liked that.
Wow.
Weirdly.
Sorry, that's actually from a Citroen ad. But if they will do that with the... I couldn't find my...
You're just going to have to go with it. Yeah.
I'm going to have to
You're just going to have to burgundy your way through it.
Yeah. I just went with it.
Absolutely, yeah.
I liked it. Stop it.
I mean, it was quite challenging, but...
Oh, is that your buzzer?
Oh, snooker balls.
Oh, the atmosphere.
I was going to just look at you and go, balls.
That's true.
Sunta, you have balls.
Thanks.
I like balls. Okay, you ready for this?
Yep.
The rules, you must wait for you finish for answering true or false. 1 point for a correct answer. You'll lose a point for every incorrect answer. Weirdly, every time you activate your balls, Sunter.
Yeah.
My headphones go a bit muted. Yeah, they go muted every time.
Yeah, mine
time.
Do too.
Yeah, what's that about?
It's activating the compressor. It's putting a soft knee over the voices because it's quite a loud sound. I can see it's hitting over the VU level. It's clipping slightly at the beginning of the signal.
So it's giving the listeners the same volume, but it's compressed.
Amazing.
Do you know what, Gavin? Sometimes, yeah. Mm. I bloody love you. Is it putting the vocal over its knee?
It
I love that. See, it's just done it then.
It did.
Okay, enough compressor fun.
Sure.
You must wait for you finish for answering true or false. 1 point for a correct answer. You'll lose a point for every incorrect answer. It is 8-6. Sunter's up on the year.
Right.
Gav's chart. This will widen it to 3 or take it down to 1. It's key. In golf, this really is the key. If this happens on like the 15th.
Oh, it's demoralizing.
Oh,
if you're
no,
ahead.
No,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It just means either 1 down or 3 ahead.
Oh,
that's
such a difference.
It's either game over or we got a game here.
Yeah.
That's how golf can swing. So here we go. Mm-hmm. True or false. Beverly is named after St. Julian of Beverly, the patron saint of flowers. True or false?
The third strip.
Gav.
False.
It is false. True or false? Beverley Racecourse is unique amongst English racecourses as it's only 7 furlongs in length. Sunter.
True. True.
It's false.
Oh.
True or false? Beverley Folkfest. Sorry, I'll start again. True or false? Beverley Folk Festival in June will feature performances from Bellowhead and Blackbeard's Tea Party.
True.
Sunter.
True.
False. True or false? Did you actually go?
You did.
Fantastic. True or false? Built in 1903, the Marble Arch on Butcher's Row is the UK's oldest continuously running cinema.
At the third strip.
Gavin.
False.
It is false, yes. True or false? Alumni of Beverley Grammar School include Ineos CEO Jim Ratcliffe and former Leeds and England goalkeeper Paul Robinson.
True.
Sunter.
True.
It is true. Well done. Poor Gavin, man. Scoring some points there.
Oh, racking him up.
You're racking, but it was all over by the third question.
It was, yeah.
It was like one of those ridiculous straight sets victory in tennis.
It was. Sunter had 2 on goals. It was over, yeah, yeah.
Suck it up, Suns, because it's 8-7.
8-7.
8-7. That was really well played. It was like Gavin approached the table, just clipped 147.
Everybody loves a treat. Breakfast in bed, a long hot bubble bath, or someone else washing up for a change. So, for a limited time, TalkTalk are giving you a treat too. When you switch to TalkTalk, you'll not only get full fibre, the UK's most reliable broadband technology, you'll get an Amazon Echo Dot on us. Switch to TalkTalk full fibre 150 to get an Amazon Echo Dot. TalkTalk for everyone. Available on selected broadband plans ends 29th of May 24, subject to local availability. Visit talktalk.co.uk/gift. Terms apply.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
Radio X.
I've got to get the guests in because I haven't got time.
Okay, cool.
I've got to rustle something up.
Right.
No, the guests are arriving to the dinner party chit chat.
Okay. Is there a little aperitif to start?
Should we just throw our coats on the bed?
Yeah.
No coats.
Oh.
Down a shot and then we sat down?
Get your clothes off.
What?
Not you, Suns. Couldn't say that because I was just looking at Gavin saying.
Wow, well, you're only human.
Gavin, if you'd like to pop your trousers on the stand. Take your cardigan off. It's a bit hot in here.
It is
a bit hot in here. And actually, it turns out women are no more prone to feel the cold than men.
Is that really true?
And that's the opener today.
Right.
It turns out that it is a common complaint, and the air conditioning in offices in public places is set with men in mind, leaving women shiver. Now, I keep this place real cold.
Very cold. I'm freezing, and I've got my jacket on. My hands are
so
very
in
cold.
Here, and like Harry's got a t-shirt on, doesn't mind it.
Yeah. I like a very cold bedroom. I like a very cold bedroom with a good duvet.
I'm sitting here with a sink, just wearing my standard. Well, it's a Gold's Gym t-shirt.
And the one with that really narrows on the back.
Yeah, I've cut it down the sides.
Yeah.
I cut it down the sides so you can just see my latissimus dorsi as I'm
moving
forward.
It looks like a bloomer loaf.
Right. Anyway, so I'm not finished. So, actually, our research is completely wrong.
Right.
Vanessa really does complain at night that I like it too cold in the bedroom.
Right.
Really does. What's weird, I think, is timings of it. I think women like a nice warm warm bedroom to go to sleep in, but then like real fresh air in the morning.
Sure.
I like it the opposite.
Yeah.
I really like a cold room to go to sleep in, but as I get up in the morning, I quite like it a bit cozy.
Toastier, yeah.
Yeah, it's a sort of opposite thing, but I don't know. I'm not sure this is true. I think age comes into it a bit.
Mm.
Like you definitely get to an age, and this is your dinner party chit chat.
Mm.
The age at which you become conscious of drafts.
Oh, yes, it really is.
When I was a kid, I didn't know what my dad was
really
going on about.
Yeah.
It's like, where's that draft?
There's a draft in here.
Where's that draft? Where's that bloody draft? And I tell you when you first become aware of it on aeroplanes.
Ah,
yeah,
yes.
You do.
Yes,
you really do.
So this is my main course conversation. I'm taking it from women feeling the cold more as our starter, and then as point two, drafts.
Sure. Yep.
And where you became conscious of them, where you feel them,
whereabouts
in your house is a draft.
Yeah.
Where you can't stop that blooming draft, and also draft stoppers. Past and present.
Right, sure.
You might remember your granny had that draft stopper.
I thought that was a TV show, a draft stopper.
A draft stopper. Stoppers.
Yeah.
999.
Call now.
999 emergency draft stoppers.
Yeah. Those really lovely snake things by the door.
Oh, yeah.
Daxons.
With the little forked tongue sticking out.
Yeah, or just those things
where
they haven't made any effort. It's just a strip of velvet. Yeah. Boom, a sausage.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, so drafts... great memories of your parents and how they felt the drafts. There we go. Okay, next up, guys.
Go on.
For our final bit.
Yes.
This is, so from drafts, what we're going to do is we're going to finish up on this sycamore gap tree.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, they found the people that might have done it.
Yes,
right?
Yes. But we're not going to go into that because that's tied up in legal stuff.
Yeah.
But what we will ask, because... it's getting lighter in the evening. You can look out the window if you're over at my flat, and we'll talk about which tree we'd quite like to chop down. Because they do spoil the view, and in some places, yes, they're beautiful out in others.
Sure.
But we've all got that tree that is obscuring the view. And
sure.
I think it might be a nice way to end our dinner. We've gone through who feels the cold.
Yep.
And that's a great thing to get you as a couple talking. Then we're going through drafts.
Yep.
Oh, my dad, as you say. And then we're finishing up with the view there out there.
Yep.
Which tree
would you hack down?
Oh, man, I'd hack down... I've got a tree outside my flat, and if it wasn't there, I'd get a perfect view of them playing cricket.
Really? Oh,
yes.
And you could get a pair of field glasses and really enjoy the game.
That's at my Hampshire spread.
Sure.
Which is on the village green there. Just, I've got a lovely little, you know... it's like a 9-bedroom cottage.
Sure.
But,
it's just a small, massive cottage.
It ain't much. Gav, have you got a tree you take down?
Yes, except, do you know the movie Rollerball?
Yes.
That's how I'd like to take it down. Do you remember they have that dinner party?
Yes.
And then they go out with a flamethrower.
Yes.
And just each have a tree.
Right. Again, great for dinner party chat. The manner at which you'd execute that tree.
Yeah.
Suns?
No, the view is the tree.
Yes.
Oh,
that's so wise.
Kings of She is so wise,
She's
isn't
so wise,
she?
Isn't
For
it?
Her years.
Yeah.
Yes. this is Kings of Leon. Red morning light, which of course that's what you get with Gav.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
We're still on the hunt for the world's greatest nickname. Thank you, Harry. There's no messing around with the music, please, just because now you're annoyed with me. So far, we've discovered the soldier who fell down a rabbit hole in basic training, known as Alice. Genius. Tom's pie-loving friend, Danny. He was upgraded from Danny Pie to Danny Paella after moving to Spain. And Claire's technology teacher was called Dial-Up. He was slow, very slow at everything.
Wow.
We've got Toby Tarrant, I think, on the line. He's going to remind me of a brilliant nickname he told me while I was chauffeuring him. On Sunday. Toby, you there?
Hello, Johnny. How are we, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Are you still jealous that I got a name check from Jay McDonald?
You got a name check from Jay McDonald, James Corden, basically everyone. I was gutted. I didn't even get a mention. I don't think even my name badge where I sat had my name spelt properly.
Do you know why everyone was picking me up? We were at this was. Do you know why everyone was?
Why? Was it because you're in their immediate eye line?
No, it's because I was no threat. I'm no threat to anyone's career. That's when everyone starts saying, there's a legend here. That means you're absolutely no threat.
That's why I didn't get a mention, because they're looking over their shoulder.
Yeah, exactly right. A stalking horse. So, Tobe, what was the nickname you told me?
So I didn't know the kid, but there was a kid at University of Birmingham. I hope someone listening will be able to track this person down. But I remember there was a kid at University of Birmingham who was a trainee medical student, and he used to spend a lot of time in the morgue. But he was also a coffee barista at the cafe at the hospital.
Yes.
And so his nickname was the Bereavester.
What's really weird about that? It's our second coffee shop at the hospital story of the week.
Oh, wow. Tommy, and it's only Thursday.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who knows what could happen tomorrow? Yeah, fingers crossed, it'll be the last. Toby, thank you so much. I'll speak to you later. Enjoy.
You're very welcome.
You're going for a Chinese at the Hippodrome tonight, aren't you?
I am indeed. Best place in the world, the Hippodrome. Heading there now. But love you all.
Yeah, we love it. We went there with, weirdly, with Will Arnett last time. We went out with him.
That's right, yeah.
Who weirdly is coming to me with the to the bridge tonight. So, yeah. So much stuff. Just
Really?
Yes, yes, yes. I know he's a Liverpool fan. He's going to get a taste of the blues today.
Yeah.
Do you want to take Pippa to the bridge and I'll take Will Arnett to the Hippodrome?
Interesting.
Yeah. Really? Oh, any day. At least if I go with Pippa to the Hippodrome, I'll come home with the result. I mean, I didn't mean that.
You're talking about football, aren't you?
I mean, you can't lose. I was talking about good Chinese food.
Yeah, exactly. You lot everyone, everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner. Toby, I should speak to you. You take care.
Love you all. Have a good show, guys.
Cheers, matey. Keep your nicknames coming in, 83936. Or what? Of course, I didn't mean because of Pippa. Sure. I meant at least because of Pippa. For Chinese, I'm going to go with the result. I'm going to get something out of it.
I don't think anyone thought that, Johnny. Don't worry.
No, if that was clumsy, I'm sorry. Yeah. Talking about a man's wife.
Sure.
Keep coming to 83936 or WhatsApp us through Global Player. But Pippa is lovely. We call her the lovely Pippa.
Of course, yeah.
Make sure you include an explanation.
Otherwise, it's just a name.
Sean, what you got?
Danny in Eltham says our mate at university was called Ben and came from Venezuela. So he very quickly became Venezuela.
That's fantastic. Gab, what do you got?
This is anonymous. It just says, we worked with a guy who nicknamed himself Sniper's Worst Nightmare, as he had a false leg, so he bobbled up and down as he walked.
Nice, nice. We've had that in a few times.
I think we've had that, yeah.
Simon in Stoke says, Johnny, there's a woman in our office who lets out a massive, over-exaggerated yawn every day at around 4 p.m. She is known down at the far end of the office as Bagpuss. Oh,
that's brilliant.
That's fantastic. Keep coming, 83936, or WhatsApp us through the Global Player. Make sure you include an explanation.
Otherwise, it's just a name.
X. London, boost your spring clean with Samsung's AI-powered appliances. Our most powerful cordless vacuum, Bespoke Jet AI, makes cleaning a breeze on any surface. And wash laundry effectively at cooler temperatures with our Eco Bubble technology, giving you more time this Friday to enjoy the bank holiday. Give your spring a boost with up to £350 cashback and a 5-year warranty. Samsung, do less, live more. Participating retailers, 18 plus only, offer ends 18th of June. Claim from Samsung between 30 to 90 days of purchase. Redeem warranty within 90 days of purchase. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Oh, man. Queens of the Stone Age. Go with the flow. Wow. Donations, please. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. We're just coming up to 10 to 4, Thursday, May the 2nd, as we go into a massive bank holiday weekend. Loads of you working from home tomorrow, which means you're not working at all. You've got a day off.
Sure.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Gav, they've got a week off just about.
That's amazing.
So let's send them off with a bit of rock and roll. The very spirit of rock and roll. Gav has got a hero who, for me, is... Elvis might be the king of rock and roll, but the guy Gav's going to talk about is the king of the Teddy Boys. He's like the proto-Ted.
He was one of the earliest rockabilly artists in a way. Also, he was a guitar player. So the hero today, because of the news of him passing away this week at 86 years old, the hero today is Duane Eddy.
Bound and dim, bound and dim, bound.
Can you believe? Can you believe he was born Duane Eddy?
You're kidding.
That
me.
Is the most rockabilly or rock and roll name you could possibly be born with.
Bound and dim, bound and dim.
Anyway, born in Corning, New York State in 1938, he took up guitar at five.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't.
His family then moved to Arizona when he was about 13. At 16, he formed a duo with his friend called Jimmy Deldridge. Guess what they called themselves?
What?
Jimmy and Dwayne.
But there was no electric guitars back then.
Yes, there were. This is in the late 50s. Sorry, 55 was when they did their first single.
Sorry, it's when you said he learned to play guitar at the age of five.
No, he started on an acoustic,
Well, anyway, there was no electrics.
The two of them also played in another group at the time called... This is when they were in Arizona. So now he's in the southern states. He's listening to country music. Both of them played in another band called Buddy Long's Western Melody Boys, which is straight out of a Coen Brothers movie, isn't it?
No, it's just so rocking. What's it called again?
Buddy Long's Western Melody Boys.
Buddy Long's Western Melody Boys.
It's amazing, isn't it? Do you want to hear
that? That's hilarious.
This is in 1955. This is their first ever single. It's called Soda Fountain Girl.
Lately I've been spending all of my time down at the soda fountain when I can get a dime.
This is Buddy Long.
That's the two of them. That's Jimmy and Dwayne.
That's Jimmy and Dwayne.
Yeah, that's not Buddy Long's.
That's after they split
Western Melody Boys. Yeah.
So they were no longer part of Buddy Long's boys.
No. So a country-ish background, and when you add that to
Buddy Long.
When you add that to rhythm and blues, you get rockabilly. Right. And Dwayne began to develop his twangy sound with his Gretsch 6120, the same guitar that Brian Setzer from the Stray Cats uses.
It's in the Smithsonian, his actual guitar.
And his sound was famous because he went low. Every time there's a guitar solo, it's up high.
Yeah, right.
He went low. He did the down, ding, down, ding, ding, ding. Yeah. It was him that got all that going. You ended up with the Shadows and the Ventures. Yeah, yeah. And even you think of Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
Down, 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 down.
What's the song?
Was one of his favourite artists.
What's the song we play that has that low guitar solo that we got obsessed with the other day?
Oh, yes, there is. I can't think of it now.
A baritone guitar.
Yeah, it is.
What was it we were talking about the other day?
I can't remember. He worked with loads of different people in his career. He worked with the Everly Brothers, Willie Nelson, George Harrison, Paul McCartney, John Fogerty. Art of Noise in the 80s. There was a revival.
Oh, yes, yes.
After his most famous hit was used in the Blues Brothers movie.
Yeah, also Peter Gunn theme.
Yeah, also Richard Hawley from Long Pigs and Pulp. But his heyday was 58 to about 63.
Let's play some.
He sold 16 top 40 hits, 3 top 10 singles. He sold 12 million records.
No vocals on them.
With no singing at all.
That's so cool.
I'll just play his most famous hit. This is Peter Gunn. Everybody knows this song. This was in the Blues Brothers as well.
Yeah. I love it so much. You know, everyone loved tunes that didn't have a vocal.
Why?
Because anyone could play them and you didn't have to imitate the singer.
You could just play it at home.
You just play it at dances.
Yeah, yeah.
Like high school dances.
Right.
It's effectively then, you bought sheet music from shops rather than singles, and you were literally dancing exactly to the record. There's no difference. It's a saxophone.
Amazing.
It's not like you need extra skill. I mean, he's creative.
Sure.
But, you know, you don't need to be that skilled a guitarist.
No, it's quite basic.
Okay. Is that a baritone guitar
got? That's his... What he's done there on his Gretsch is he's detuned the bottom string.
Okay, right.
Salute Dwayne Eddy.
Did wonder.
Yeah.
Dwayne Eddy, Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7, thanks. Salute you.
Radio X.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen... yesterday we had a pet town quiz from there. Today we paint the town red. What town? Why, Beverly.
Paint the town red.
It's a town.
With Harry.
It's a town. I'm not saying why, Beverly.
Yeah, we're not going to paint a woman red. It's a town.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
No. We would never do that, incidentally.
Although, paint the town red is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes from Melton Mowbray. And the first ever... hooligan act in Britain. If you look up the origin of hooligans, it was some hoorays painted Melton Mowbray red one night.
What, as a jape?
Yes.
Right.
Really?
Posh
kids. And they came down and the whole town was red.
Wow.
And that was the first ever act of hooliganism.
Was it's it not... Boris Johnson when he was younger? Was he one of them?
I can't comment, Gav, because that's a politician.
Oh, good point.
Okay, yeah. Harry, let's have the paint the town red.
Okay, so for any listeners who missed it, little Cy works for the HMRC now, so Maps is no more. Okay,
I can tell you something. He'd find a lovely little home there, wouldn't he?
Yeah, nice
with,
little situation.
With the revenue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In the VAT, in the part department of the VAT that shares the information.
The retrospective VAT
yeah, right,
department.
The unit. Yeah. Go on.
Each letter of the word red stands for something in the pet town, which isn't included, included in Maps, okay? Like Johnny said, we're in Beverly. To start us off is
R,
which stands for recommendations. Visit Yorkshire says that Beverly Minster...
Yorkshire? Okay, fair enough.
Visit Yorkshire says that Beverly Minster is one of Britain's finest examples of medieval Gothic architecture.
Wow.
Tickets for a roof tour of the Minster are just £6. Right. With that, you'll get to see the Saxon Fridstool, the Norman font... and genuine medieval stained glass.
What's a fridstool?
I've got absolutely no idea.
Great research. I wouldn't expect you to either. Values.
That is the limit.
Those are the values of this show.
That's where the line gets drawn.
Yes.
Vin asked me that as well before, and I said I don't know, and I still didn't look it up.
People sometimes think, God, he knows so much. I don't know. I just go one fact further. Because that would just, literally after that, I wouldn't know, but I'd have looked up fridstool. That's between you and me. Carry on.
Including that £6, your tour guide will also explain why a relatively small town such as Beverly has a parish church that is larger than many cathedrals.
Ooh.
Not to be missed.
That's as bad as a friend of mine who was a best man at a wedding once. He told this story that didn't get any laugh.
Yeah.
And he just went, how we laughed. Yeah, it was a really bad story. How we laughed.
That's so funny.
It's blooming brilliant for bulls in Beverly.
Is it? Is
not it? My words, but those of the Molescroft Beverly Petonk Club.
Ah.
How can I get involved, you say? Well,
yes. How can we get it? One, two, three.
How can we get involved?
Well, all are welcome to come down and try a game on any Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday afternoon at the club. Annual membership is free for under 16s and just £20 for adults.
A year?
Yes, annual.
Okay. Very real.
I thought you were going to say, I didn't look that.
No, I did.
Okay.
It's £10 for students as well, but I didn't include that. Anyway.
Okay, that's a lovely tidbit.
Next up is
E,
which stands for entertainment. What's happening in Beverly, I hear you ask? Well, what isn't happening in Beverly, more like?
What does it all mean?
This bank holiday Monday, Beverly Racecourse hosts its Family Fun Day. Yes, that's right. If you've got a toddler who loves the GGs, then this one's for you.
What does it all mean?
There are plenty of fun and games for all the family, as well as pony parties.
What sort of games?
Well,
pony parties.
They'll be bringing a whole host of pony-based entertainment, including 5 miniature horse jumps, where children will get into horse costumes and jump the jumps, having races with their friends.
Did you say pony-based entertainment?
That's it.
Fantastic. Okay,
pony parties. On to the second bank holiday this month, and it's the one you've all been waiting for.
What's happening, Harry?
BevFest.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
After the success of the first ever BevFest last year, It returns to Beaver Park.
God, I hope it wasn't a one-off.
Well, it's going to be now annual, so it was a real success.
I hope that success wasn't just a freak. Right. And, you know, it's like second album theory.
Well, I don't think so, John. I don't think so. They've got 7 hours of live music from excellent musicians playing timeless rock/pop classics.
Any names of bands? I didn't look that up.
I did, but I haven't written them all down. It was Tina and the Rockettes or something like that.
Fantastic. Or something like that.
Strange band.
They're the headliner. Anyway.
What, Tina and the Rockettes?
Honestly.
Or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Book your tickets now to avoid disappointment. And finally...
Does it have a Domino's?
No.
D.
Is for does it have a Domino's? Yay!
Wow. Oh man, everything about your face said no, but
spectacular.
Then boom, your face just lit up. like a little large cherub.
That was Paint
The Town Red with Harry.
Harry.
That was brilliant,
was
Harry.
Beautiful, so Harry. But that Domino's bit at the end, you cheeky, cheeky man.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X. That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every Friday for the rest of your lives. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
London. Boost your spring clean with Samsung's AI-powered appliances. Our most powerful cordless vacuum, bespoke Jet AI, makes cleaning a breeze on any surface. And wash laundry effectively at cooler temperatures with our Eco Bubble technology, giving you more time this Friday to enjoy the bank holiday. Give your spring a boost with up to £350 cashback and a five-year warranty. Samsung. Do less. Live more. Participating retailers 18 plus only. Offer ends 18th of June. Claim from Samsung between 30 to 90 days of purchase. Redeem warranty within 90 days of purchase. T's and C's apply.